Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, August 20th. Jaguars training camp practice number 19 in the books. The final long practice for media availability of this training camp, of this preseason. We're going to go into one-hour practice tomorrow afternoon. Of course, the Jaguars will be practicing longer than media availability is open for the remainder of the season. And so that's one step closer to the start of the regular season. And the Jaguars, they have one more preseason game this Friday night against the Atlanta Falcons. Ryan Nielsen going against his former team. We talked to him before practice, so we'll talk about that a little bit. Talk about everything we saw at practice here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. You can also become a channel member here on YouTube. Help support what we're doing. Really appreciate all the channel members out there. So, as I mentioned, heard from Ryan Nielsen before practice. Nielsen was asked about Trayvon Walker, was very complimentary of his skill set, obviously. An extremely rare physical skill set for Trayvon Walker, but said that he is taking his game to the next level and he can continue to do that by playing faster and playing more violent. And he said that he's seeing that happen in practice and in games. So very excited about that. Ryan Nielsen is. He also was asked, when might you start looking at the Miami Dolphins, who are the Jaguars' first preseason opponent? And he said, you know, maybe we have, maybe we haven't. Being a little coy there, but he said, no, the task at hand is the Atlanta Falcons this Friday night. They want to go up to Atlanta and get that win, obviously. But I do think the Jaguars and many other teams around the league probably have started to peek at their week one opponents. The Jaguars going up against, you know, the Miami Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa, quick strike passing offense. Mike McDaniels does an unbelievable job scheming things up. You do have Tyreek Hill has a hand injury we just found out about today, so that's something to keep an eye on. But Ryan Nielsen said absolutely task at hand is the Atlanta Falcons winning that football game. And he also talked about being really glad that they have another game to evaluate the defensive line depth. He was asked about that defensive line depth, and he wants, you know, today's practice, tomorrow's practice, and this game to really be able to continue to evaluate, because there are a lot of good football players, and some might not make this football team on the back end of the defensive line. And so he'll be using, you know, every resource he has over the next few days to evaluate what they have. And they have to make that decision on the final 53 by next Tuesday, so only a week away. It's going to be a tough decision at a lot of positions for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Asked about Arik Armstead, said he's a true pro. He is super detailed. And he said getting him into individual drills, you can see the suddenness, the length, and the power that he can bring to the field. So that's exciting to get Arik Armstead back out doing some individual stuff. he was asked about if Eric Armstead would play against the Falcons. He was pretty noncommittal, said they're taking it day by day, basically. He was also asked about Darnell Savage, and, you know, Savage just yesterday got the red practice jersey, non-contact jersey off, and is now able to, you know, play in full. And he said he's a really good cover player. He can make up ground quickly with his speed and athleticism. Said he has a great feel for routes and for coverages. So very complimentary of Darnell Savage. I asked him about Miles Cole as well, and he said, you know, his ability to get off the ball and kind of bend at his size is really impressive. He said that he's done a great job improving his hands, taking coaching, and getting in the weight room. And he was also very complimentary of Mason Smith, the defensive lineman out of LSU, and DeAndre Prince as well. So, and Jordan Jefferson got his first preseason rep. So very happy with all of those guys, Ryan Nielsen is. Daniel Thomas was in a walking boot today. Don't have anything to report there. Not going to speculate on that, but he was in a walking boot. Wide receiver Brevin Easton was waived. Waived by the football team today. You know, had a touchdown catch. Beautiful touchdown catch. Got wide open on a slot fade down the field against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Saturday night. What, it's been Sunday, Monday, not even three full days, and he's looking for work now. So that's kind of the business that these guys are in, the NFL, not for long sometimes. It is a tough league. So the Jaguars still have a ton of wide receiver competition. They're going to have to cut that room down quite a bit, but Brevin Easton will not be a part of that competition for the next week, obviously, and we'll see if he's able to catch on with another team or anything like that, and I'll certainly be pulling for him. He's a guy that I do think has some talent, but can certainly improve in certain areas. Now, the Jags defense, it was wearing teal once again today for the second straight day. No pads out there today. Started practice inside, same as yesterday. Moved it outside. Cam Little, my goodness, what a day he had. During team to start practice, team portion of practice, 4 of 4. Then later on, made it from 63 yards.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
pretty easily from 63 yards. Made another shorter one as well later in the day. He was perfect during the team portion of practice. So Cam Little, 21's treating him pretty nice so far. 11 on 11 and 7 on 7. Trevor Lawrence was incredibly sharp. And again, no pads, so there's that caveat. Somebody also tweeted at me, you know, how many of those would have been sacks? Certainly some of Mac Jones' passes would have ended up being sacks today, but I don't think that any of Trevor Lawrence's throws, any of his dropbacks, would have turned into sacks. At least very few of them today. I mean, you've only got Mac and Trevor throwing the football right now with CJ on the mend with the groin injury, but BTJ had one drop, came back with some nice catches down the field. So I thought overall, even though the drop, I mean, I don't know if y'all have gone back and watched it, but his catch against the Buccaneers, he routed up that DB, and that DB was terrified of the deep ball. And you kind of saw his ability to run routes again here today was getting open with ease, got way behind the defense, and Trevor Lawrence hit him. Was it in stride? Not necessarily, but easily a pass that he should catch 100 times out of 100. And should be a touchdown 100 times out of 100, but he wasn't able to catch that one, but came back with a lot of nice plays throughout the rest of practice. Britton Strange also had one drop. Other than that, Trevor Lawrence did not miss a throw. It was his sharpest day of camp, and pretty much the last day of camp, last real day of camp. So that's great. And the Jaguars coaching staff, I've mentioned it, they're viewing this week as not training camp anymore. They're viewing it as, you know, prep for the regular season. Semantics, I understand that, but that's how the coaching staff and how the team is viewing it, even though from a media perspective is technically still training camp. But Tim Jones, Evan Engram, heavily involved today. Travis Etienne, he had 5 catches out of the backfield today, so he was also super heavily involved. Gabe Davis got the ball a lot as well. Parker Washington, you know, as I mentioned, Lawrence didn't miss a throw. He did hit Parker Washington deep for a touchdown, an 11 on 11. He got behind the defense. Trevor Lawrence was able to hit him. So Lawrence on this day should have had 2 long touchdown passes, only ended up having 1 because of the Brian Thomas Jr. drop. But Trevor Lawrence was magnificent today. There's really no other way to put it. Yes, it's an unpadded practice, but it was not walkthrough. Like, the defense was playing hard. You saw defenders make plays on Mac Jones passes. They did not make plays on Trevor Lawrence passes because he was dealing. He absolutely was. Looking at the running game, Gary Brightwell got a couple runs to the second level. Tank Bigsby got a few runs to the second level. Jalen Jackson as well. Dearness Johnson. Travis Etienne had a couple nice runs. The running game looked strong, and it looked strong yesterday. It looked pretty good overall against the Buccaneers. Maybe they're moving in the right direction. We'll see. We will see. Had some 7-on-7 in the red zone as well. That was inside before we moved outside. During that portion of practice, you saw Brian Thomas Jr. catch pass, touchdown pass from Trevor Lawrence. Josh Cephas scored, and Josh Cephas had a nice bounce back day. Obviously had the fumble on Saturday night, but he had a nice bounce back day today, being heavily involved in the offense. Evan Engram was able to score in the red zone as well. An 11-on-11 later on, talking about some defensive highlights, because I do think that the Jaguars' offense won this day pretty clearly, without question, in my opinion. Trevor Lawrence just dealing. Mac Jones did pretty well. I do think that the Jaguars' defensive line, when Mac Jones was in the game, did a decent job, and I think maybe during practice at times, Mac Jones holds onto the ball a little bit longer than he would in a game. But Chad Muma had a hell of a day. He was able to get a would-be sack against Mac Jones, and then also when there was a center to quarterback exchange issue when Mac Jones was in the game, Muma was able to pick that up and probably would have returned it to the house. Looks like he did from my vantage point. Jarian Jones had a pass breakup today. Buster Brown had a pass breakup as well. He actually had 2 pass breakups. Buster Brown did. One was a throw deep down the field into some, let's say, into a muddy picture down the field from Mac Jones. And Jarian Jones was able to get Buster Brown was able to get his hands on it, didn't pick it off. And then he also got his hands on a shorter route later on, again, from Mac Jones. And Jarian Jones was able to break up a pass down the field from Mac Jones as well. Saw Jordan Jefferson get some pressure on Mac. So certainly not the sharpest couple of days for Mac Jones in practice, but I think this is a player we've seen a little bit more of a gamer than a practice superstar. Mac Jones is, as I would say. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it right now. In terms of what Mac Jones brings to the field, it'll be interesting to see if there will be a corresponding move for the Jaguars after waiving Brevin Easton. Do they potentially add a quarterback so that they're not going into the final preseason game with just two quarterbacks on the active roster? We'll see how it goes. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. I know we've got somebody in the comment section that loves to say, we'll see how it goes. I guess I might say that a little too often, but I appreciate y'all being here. I really do. And if you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskNewPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.